U.S. President Donald Trump's abrupt directive on August 16, 2026, to drastically scale back the Joint All-Chi Freedom Shield, UFS, military exercises sent shockwaves across the Asia-Pacific geostrategic landscape. The unilateral announcement, posted to social media mere hours before the large-scale maneuvers involving 18,000 South Korean troops were set to launch, was justified by Washington on grounds of cost efficiency. Claims of a close personal rapport with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and executive frustration over South Korean President Lee Jae-myung's refusal to commit Seoul's military to denuclearization operations against Iran. This transactional and unilateral maneuver directly fractures the foundation of the U.S.-led extended deterrence doctrine, which has served as the bedrock of stability on the Korean Peninsula for over seven decades. When a nation's security guarantees can be summarily revoked to accommodate Washington's domestic political calculus, absolute reliance on the American defense umbrella ceases to be a protective asset. Instead, it becomes an existential vulnerability threatening national survival. This new geostrategic reality compels South Korea to face an unavoidable historical crossroads. Discourse surrounding strategic autonomy has shifted radically, transitioning from a progressive academic debate into an urgent geopolitical imperative to safeguard national sovereignty against the erratic behavior of its principal ally, the American dilemma. Washington's unilateral decree demands an accelerated transfer of wartime operational control, OPCON, to the South Korean military. Although evaluations for full operational capability, FOC, are slated for completion in 2026, severe systemic gaps in intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, ISR, integration continue to cast a long shadow over Seoul. Limitations in independent satellite monitoring to track North Korea's highly mobile missile launchers and subterranean installations leave South Korea heavily dependent on Washington's early warning satellite network. Without integrating AI-driven automated target recognition and rapidly deploying low-Earth orbit microsatellite constellations, assuming operational command risks, creating critical tactical blind spots. A parallel fragility haunts the paradox of South Korea's defense industry, K-Defense. Despite remarkable global export surges, ranking 10th worldwide with a $47.6 billion defense budget in 2024, South Korea's military technology supply chain remains tightly tethered to U.S. licensing. A staggering 86% of South Korea's total arms imports between 2020 and 2024 originated from the United States, while flagship platforms such as the KF-21 fighter jet and FA-50 light attack aircraft rely heavily on Washington-licensed engines and components. International traffic in arms regulations, ITAR, grant Washington effective veto power over South Korean arms exports. True industrial self-reliance thus requires aggressive domestic component substitution and supply chain diversification toward NATO partners. At the strategic level, the conventional three-axis system and the ultra-heavy Hyunmoo 5 ballistic missile reveal structural limitations when confronting a nuclear-armed adversary. The potential for preemptive escalation from Pyongyang makes conventional deterrence inadequate to guarantee absolute security. While public opinion polls indicate 76% of South Koreans support developing an independent nuclear capability, backing among strategic experts hovers at just 30-40%, reflecting fears of international sanctions and economic isolation. Consequently, the most pragmatic path for Seoul is pursuing nuclear hedging, drastically shortening its breakout time by developing civilian uranium enrichment and spent fuel reprocessing capabilities. Managing regional geopolitical friction. The ultimate success of strategic autonomy hinges on South Korea's capacity to navigate complex domestic constraints. A severe demographic crisis, marked by the world's lowest fertility rate, endangers the sustainability of a traditional conscription-based military structure. Transitioning to a professionalized, tech-centric force powered by autonomous systems and artificial intelligence will require raising the defense budget to 3 0% 3. 5% of GDP, just as fiscal demands for an aging population mount. Furthermore, deep political polarization between conservative and progressive blocs threatens foreign policy continuity with every electoral transition. Regionally, a reduced U.S. military footprint forces South Korea to manage relations with China without an absolute counterweight from Washington. To hedge against Beijing's assertive posture in the Yellow Sea and the Korean Air Defense Identification Zone, KADIZ, Seoul must execute a doctrine of structural hedging. This entails fortifying asymmetric maritime defenses, such as quiet, SLBM-equipped submarines, while maintaining diplomatic neutrality to signal that South Korea's strategic autonomy aims at sovereign self-reliance, not at serving as an instrument for Chinese containment. Concurrently, a waning U.S. role as a trilateral facilitator will reconfigure South Korea's relationship with Japan. Without Washington's mediating presence, historical grievances and territorial disputes could trigger local security dilemmas and an arms race. Conversely, a shared awareness of existential threats could catalyze an autonomous East Asian security axis through direct, institutionalized intelligence sharing unmediated by the Pentagon. Restructured middle power role. President Trump's transactional playbook, coupling defense burden-sharing demands with commercial tariff threats, has eroded the institutional trust linking the Pentagon and South Korea's Ministry of National Defense. The cancellation of joint exercises via social media underscores that Washington's security commitment has transformed into a volatile variable. To counter potential U.S. economic retaliation, South Korea can leverage its near-monopolistic position in global memory semiconductor supply chains and deepen its integration into multilateral trade frameworks such as the CPTPP and RCEP. In regional diplomacy, strategic autonomy creates space for South Korea to redefine itself as an assertive, independent middle power. Under the Korea-ASEAN Solidarity Initiative, KASI, Seoul can lead inclusive security consolidation across Southeast Asia. Unencumbered defense industrial partnerships and enhanced maritime security cooperation offer South Korea a path out of the trap of U.S.-China bipolar rivalry. Ultimately, the scaling back of the UFS exercises presents South Korea with a rare diplomatic opening. By stepping into the role of a regional pacemaker, Seoul can craft an independent formula for de-escalation with Pyongyang. Calibrating military exercises can be deployed as direct leverage to curb North Korean missile activity, free from the shifting political agendas of Washington's executive branch. The shift could thus mark a vital evolution from a passive alliance follower to a primary architect of peace on the Korean peninsula. Ronnie P. Sesmita, PhD, is Senior International Affairs Analyst at Indonesia Strategic and Economic Action Institution, a Jakarta-based think tank.